would you call a rise in land? Just a pretty good sized rise.
Yeah. A hill.
Okay. Would you ever call anything else?
Well, sometimes we say mountain. Of course, it's really not a real mountain, but I think you order someone to go onto that mountain top there and wave the flag there while we go back here to the mountain top then back here, and we'll be waving your flag too.
Okay. What would you call the rocky side of a mountain that just drops off real sharp?
A bluff.
Okay. Anything else you might call it?
Precipice.
Okay. In the mountains, sometimes a road would go across in a low place, comes together like this. What would you call that narrow, low place?
I believe it would be a pass, a mountain pass.
Okay. Sometimes in the old Western movies, you watch, if a gunfighter kills a man, he cuts a thing on his belt, or sometimes on his gun handle. What would you say that thing is that he cuts on?
Oh, yeah. A gun, a mark, I believe he would put a mark on his, on the handle of his pistol.
Okay. What would you call a place where, on a river or maybe on the ocean where boats stop and where they unload freight?
The loading and unloading port? What is that? Not the right name, but something like a loading and unloading platform.
Okay.
Yeah.
What would you call a place in a river where a large amount of water falls down a long distance, a long way?
Yeah, it would be a waterfall.
Okay. What are the most important roads made of around here?
Nowadays they are made of concrete, and they have tried cement, but cement depends upon the condition of the soil. Some soil, when it has a large rainfall, it buckles and breaks the cement. But before that, it was a macadamized roads after the automobiles came.
What are those?
Macadamized are made of gravel and sand and oil and rolled with steam rollers at that time. Now, of course, they have gasoline-powered rollers, where they roll the present roads when they make roads and streets. But at that time, macadamized was good for automobiles until the trucks, the big 16-wheeler trucks came along, then they would break through the macadamized material and have the water and the mud to come up. But macadamized roads sure were fine at first when you didn't have